From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you, Mark, and welcome into our program today. Glad that you're listening in to the weekend edition of Life Change. It's a big day for my wife and I. One of our children are getting married today, and they'll be married around 4 o'clock, I believe it is, today. This program goes out to various places at different times, and so we're excited about that happening in our lives. This is our third child that's getting married. We have one to go, and I don't know when he's going to get married, but we are very thankful for the one that's being married today. Last week, we were delighted to have Donna Marie Abb on with us, dear friends of ours, who have been lifelong educators, many years of service unto the Lord in Christian education. And we met them as they retired. They were going into retirement, and we got to meet them as neighbors and dear friends of ours now. And today we want to talk about retirement. And I want to say to all of you out there, some of you are retired and you're enjoying retirement. Some of you are retired and asking yourself, why did I ever do this? Others of you are looking maybe for a second career. There's all kinds of things and discussions about retirement. And so today I'm going to ask Donna Marie to kind of give us, as educators, kind of a capsule so people can understand about retirement and what retirement means to them and what it means to those who have retired. Many of you don't think a lot about retirement because you're so young and you got so many years ahead of you. But believe me, time flies and the moments go by very, very quickly. So let's talk about the golden years. Marie, I want to start with you today. What have the golden years of retirement looked like for you?
Well, initially it was just following our heart and desire to be in a warmer climate and to be able to be near the ocean where Don and I met, as well as be able to go to a pool and a sauna.
Yeah, and those are nice things. I used to live where you do. We moved a little further north, as you know. I miss a lot of those things. I have some of it here, but not like you have it there. Don, how about you? What have the golden years of retirement looked like for you?
I would agree with Marie that initially we came to Florida to enjoy the sun and surf, getting to the beach, getting to the pool, eating out a lot, acting like tourists. That lasted for the first couple of months. And then we asked ourselves, what's God's purpose in allowing us to come to this beautiful destination of Southern Florida? And the answer that we received was, it's to serve others in this broken world of ours. So we joined a wonderful church in Pompano Beach where the mission was to bring wholeness to Southern Florida, to repair and heal the brokenness.
That's a great mission, isn't it, for a church to have? So you're together now. I know as teachers, you spend a lot of the day kind of doing your own things, which you have to do. So as a retired couple, Don, spending 24/7 together, how do you deal with that? How does that work out?
I think the key for us has been to give one another space to enjoy our individual interests, but also to enjoy activities that we could do together, like hosting international students or enjoying singing at karaoke. We also focused outwardly on friends and family and how we could encourage them.
That's very good, yeah. Marie, how about with you? How does it work out with you and Don together all the time? And how does it work out with some of the things that you look at in life?
So we learned early on that we needed to give each other space and to allow each other to learn and do the things we absolutely love. We also learned to do things together, to work as a team in spite of our differences. And actually, our differences complement each other and actually, you know, protect us from getting into too much danger. We also, I know that Dawn enjoys doing outdoor things and going to nature centers, swimming, learning through reading. Sometimes I don't see him for hours on end because he reads so voraciously on different topics. I enjoy being in our home, hosting, going to lunch with a friend, helping others in practical ways. And I learn by doing. So we've learned to work it out. I think it's been a real journey and fun.
So let me ask you both this. I've talked to many retired people who say, we're busier now than we were when we were not retired. Is that true with you too, or is it similar to that?
For sure.
Yeah. How about you, Don? Do you feel like you're busier now than when before that you were retired?
I'm definitely much more busy than I ever was before. Yes. We've just gotten involved with so many things that now we have to learn how to say no.
It's hard to say no sometimes, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
Many opportunities. Have a friend of mine that I talk to a lot on the phone. He lives quite a few states away from here, and I talked to him this morning, actually. And I remember when he retired, he said, my goal is to live to be 100. And he's 79 now, and I said, well, how's that coming? He said, I'm rethinking that. He said, I've got all these aches and pains. He said, maybe 100 is not what I thought it was. So how is aging affecting your abilities to serve? Don, let me ask you that first.
Thankfully, we're still in relatively good health, although our vision is not as sharp and our hearing's not as clear and our reactions are not as quick as they were. But we're kind of looking to the promise of Isaiah 46:4, in which he said, he made us and he'll take care of us throughout our life. And at age 80, as I shared, I am busier now than before retirement. We're also trying to be proactive in keeping ourselves in good shape. For example, we're participating in a study on how a decline in cognitive ability affects driving reaction time. Hmm. So if some decline should occur, we're hoping to catch things early while some treatment is still possible.
Hmm. That's excellent. Yeah. How about you, Marie?
So we are trying to be diligent about our weight. As you know, if you're not busy and if you're in the house a lot, you can put on the weight. And so we are adding more fruit and vegetables to our diet and reducing our sweets. We're keeping, as Dawn mentioned, our minds active by doing things, simple things like crossword puzzles, wordscapes on our phones. I'm learning a new language, Latin, at my age on Duolingo, and it's been so much fun. Mm. No matter how old we get, though, there's always a way that we can be serving others, and that really motivates me. Recently, the Lord was speaking to me about being more aware and notice the changes that in us as we age and not to be dismissive, because I can be dismissive. He is asking me to be compassionate with Dawn and myself and pray. Prayer is essential.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I think as we get older, there are adjustments needed, but those adjustments bring to us a new value system, too, I think, about how we live out our lives. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. Thank you for listening in. I want to thank all of you out there that regularly let us know that you're listening to the program. You know, when you do radio, and I do a lot of radio, you're sitting behind a microphone and you're talking to a mic, and you're hoping somebody out there is listening to you. And so many of you send emails in and notes and contact us, even by phone. And I want to tell you how much we appreciate that. I want to say a special thank you to those who are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area program that we have recently gone on called Straight Talk. Thank you for your connecting with us. And also our good friends at WPEL and also the individuals in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, New Berlin, Pennsylvania. Here's some letters that we love to hear from you. This one came to us about a sermon I preached at this church in Florida. They were talking about thanking us for that sermon. But this one was special this last month. came to us from Pakistan. As you know, we do posts into Pakistan. And this person wrote and said, I am now a follower of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things happening in Pakistan right now where Muslims are coming to Christ. And that was a situation with this individual. So we are very, very thankful for that. This is a letter from Virginia where somebody says, thank you for your devotionals. We do a devotional daily. And also, this is a special one. This is from New York State. Please use the enclosed gift for pastors who are in Myanmar. Last week, we talked much about our ministry in Myanmar, and we appreciate so much the people that send funds in. What we try to do is every 3 months send a nice check over there. We have either 11 or 12 pastors that we support. It varies from month to month. But we're so glad to be able to get this information to people and let people know about the needs that are there. So we are very thankful for that. Let's talk a little bit about, Donna Marie, a little bit about your ability to serve the Lord, the things that you're doing. You're such a blessing, the stuff that you do. Talk a little bit about what you do in serving the Lord. I know that you've been in Alpha and you've been in so many other things that have been a blessing. Marie, why don't you just tell us about a couple of things that you might find that are really beneficial to you?
I'll let Don talk about okay. Alpha, which is very special to me as well. But we were just delighted to be part of the Pompano Church that we just volunteered for everything. We became greeters at the front door, greeters behind the welcome desk. I started teaching Sunday school and doing other things that are especially fun and meaningful and bring fruit.
I remember when we had one of our get-togethers, the four of us, my wife and three of us, and you were talking about looking for a church. And I think the next time we talked to you, you about were doing everything in the church. That happened pretty quickly, didn't it? Yeah, that's great, Don.
Well, Marie mentioned Alpha. Alpha is an eight-week course in which we invite people who have questions about Christianity and faith to enjoy a meal together, watch a film, and then have discussion and get their questions answered. It's been an amazing experience. It's something in which we see lives changed. People who don't know the Lord come to the Lord. People who kind of been removed from the church for a while come back to the church. And we found that a high percentage of people that attend Alpha, as well as any newcomers group, find their way into the church. In fact, we found about 70% do that in our own church. So it's quite an amazing experience.
That's an amazing number, too, by the way. That's great. If somebody's interested in Alpha, is this a national organization?
It is. It's international. I think it's probably well over 100 languages in which it's taught, and probably millions of people. It was started by Nikki Gumbel, I believe, in England, in London, and it's become a worldwide ministry.
So if they just Google or Safari Alpha, they can probably find it.
Yeah, and you can get it on, you can see the series on YouTube just asking for the Alpha episodes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really think that evangelism is a great need in the church today. And so what I hear you saying is that evangelism is happening in your church, and I guess primarily through Alpha. Is that an accurate statement?
It's just one of the sources.
One of the sources.
We also have outreaches to the neighboring community. We go to a shelter to serve meals. Actually trying to start an Alpha group there, and we go to the local area. We have a fiesta at times, invite the neighbors who speak Spanish to come and enjoy hearing things in Spanish and preaching in Spanish and just enjoy a day together. So we have lots of events in which we reach out to
other
people.
We also have a summer camp for children for over a course of 6 weeks with a couple hundred kids, and we offer scholarships for many who cannot afford it.
The church also has a ministry. It's actually through someone else, in which at-risk children are served, and another situation called EMA, in which single mothers are cared for by people who volunteer to give them advice and to be there with them and to help them with any problems they have.
That sounds like a great church. It really does. A wonderful church. Yeah, and I appreciate your enthusiasm for it. I love to see people who love their church. Well, let's talk a little bit about the financial sacrifice. People often sacrifice financial gain for the joy of fulfillment of working in a Christian education environment, which is what you both have done. How have you been able to cope with the ever-increasing cost of living? So many people, when I'm just talking casually, they say they want to talk about inflation, and they want to talk about the grocery bill, we all have a lot to say about those subjects. So what would you say? Go ahead, Don.
Well, living in South Florida is especially expensive because of the escalating insurance costs. So that's put a real strain on our budget. And in our case, to be a little proactive, we were recently offered an opportunity to teach part-time in a hybrid homeschool group. So we teach 2 days a week. Ray teaches Spanish and Bible. And I taught anatomy, chemistry, and geography. And this has kind of helped our budget stay in the black. And it's been really a great experience to work with a whole new generation of students. It keeps us kind of young at heart as well. And then additionally, God has blessed us with really unexpected sources of income when we had some special needs. We don't expect that, but God just seems to supply often when there's a need. And you're kind of, in many cases, serving others. Where he leads you, he provides the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a story we all learn by experience, isn't it? Yeah. Ray, what's your thought on that?
Well, I was delighted that the Lord honored my heart to help a sister friend whom I've known from my teenage years. And she's always been there for me. And her daughter was getting married in Nebraska, and she lives in South Carolina. And so I knew that she could not handle, because of some of her health issues, she could not handle. So I wanted to go with her and travel by plane and get her to Nebraska. And God just miraculously handed us a check of $1,500 by someone that we would never have expected. And it was just there, the money that I needed to make the trip. We don't travel, but we do invite people to come and travel here to us, and then we host them in our home. So that has been one of the sacrifices, not being able to travel whenever we want. You know, additionally, God just supplied the opportunity to teach in this hybrid school, and with Don joining, it accelerated or increased the amount of money that we could make over the course of the year. So that was another blessing. It keeps us busy. But we like to be busy, don't we? And in spite of being in need, I have to add that it's very important to continue giving out of your heart and tithing. In spite of the challenges, we're also learning to continue to be cheerful givers because the Lord, it's our blessing to be a blessing to the Lord.
Yeah, it's interesting what you're saying. I believe that there are times in our lives when we have needs, major needs, and we put a plan together and we tell God what the plan is. And God provides it when we look back, and it had nothing to do with our plan. And I'm not even suggesting not to put a plan together. I'm just saying it's so often God, but God does something. And I think you told us that today very, very clearly. I remember when I used to be at Davis College, the summer was always a challenge of getting through the summer payroll. I was sitting in the back porch of my home one day, and there was one of the trustees and I were chatting about what we need to do in the summer, you know, to make sure that all these bills are paid. And a fellow was driving up the driveway, and I said, "That's my wife coming up." And my friend said, "That's not your wife." I said, "Yeah, I know my wife. That's my wife." Well, it wasn't my wife. it was a friend of ours, and he got out of the car, came over, and kind of apologized for interrupting us, and he gave me an envelope, and I put it on the table, and he went and said, "I'll connect with you later." And I opened it up. Eventually, I just sat there while my friend was talking. I just opened it up. It was $100,000, and it really was like what we were looking for that summer. And I'm thinking, you know, here we have this incredible plan that we're putting together, and all the work that's going to go into it. And God said, "Well, here it is." And I don't think that we ought to take God for granted. But I think we ought to realize he understands it better than we do. And very quickly, let me say to those of you listening again, we have our broadcast that goes into Africa into Radio East Africa, originating in Uganda and covering East Africa. All of the English-speaking languages are listening today. And Donna Marie, I want you to just take a moment and say welcome to our people that are listening in Africa, if you would. They can speak English. This program goes into the English-speaking languages. So Don, I want you to say a word of welcome to them, and Marie, you do the same, if you would.
Hi, everybody. We want to welcome you. We're so thankful that you're listening, and we especially have a shout out to the pastors over there for the wonderful work that you're doing, and we would hope someday to visit you and learn from you.
Amen.
I too am pleased to be able to speak on this broadcast and to be able to have contact with our fellow Christians in Africa. Welcome, and you are in for a wonderful journey.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, we're almost at the end of the time here. Let's talk about the future for both of you. We're talking about retirement here. We've gotten to a lot of good subjects. What's the future look like as you see it? We know that God's in control of the future, but how do you view the future? Marie, do you want to go first on that one?
No.
Or do you want Don to go first?
Let's Don.
Okay, Don, you're on.
Okay. Well, I think our hope is to continue helping in the areas in which we are already serving. But additionally, we'd like to teach some new courses at the hybrid school where we work. We want to share some experiences with the at-risk kids that are in the same building. We're hoping to write our memoirs for our friends and family. We have lots of kind of funny stories to share with them. And then down the road, we really hope to serve as mentors in your ministry college.
Mm-hmm. I really like that, as obviously the mentor in the college, but I really like the idea of the memoirs for the family. You know, the story, having the story told. A good friend of mine published a book, actually, and he didn't sell many of them, but his family gobbled it up about their lives. And I really encourage our listeners to do the same thing. Marie, how about you?
Well, I've always had a desire to visit other countries, but in particular, and I know this is not a good season to do so, but in particular, I have Israel in the back of my mind as one of the countries that I want to regain my appreciation for the spiritual history and heritage that it offers. I also want to continue to keep our home open to visitors, especially our grandkids. They are the joy and delight of our hearts. One day, also would love to see them come into the knowledge of Jesus. Mm. We talk about Jesus all the time whenever they're with us.
Yeah, that's a great goal. Those are great goals, Marie. I have a letter here that was just sent to us, and you speak about Israel. It says, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for your support of Israel. And many of you out there know that we have been very supportive of Israel and the tragedies that are going on right there, the very challenging times, especially here in America, on the college campuses. Be much in prayer for Israel. Hey, great having you both on. This was wonderful. Just wonderful. And thank you for sharing your life with us. Thank you for sharing the story of your lives and telling us a little bit about retirement and how to get into retirement. I'm like both of you. I really find I've never been busier nor more pleased in the busyness than when at this stage of our lives. There's so many wonderful opportunities and things to do. So thank you so much. I want to say to all of you listening in, God bless you. Don't forget that we have our program Monday through Friday on these stations. Join us. We teach the Bible Monday through Friday. Then on Saturday, we have the wonderful privilege of having stories like we've been hearing the last 2 weeks from Donna Marie and other people coming on and sharing their life stories with us. So we thank the Lord for that. God bless you. Remember, life change is what we want to have in our life, and don't we all need life change?
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.